Every Jew has a share in the Maaser. The Maaser is not limited to great scholars or to Rosh Yeshivas. Every Jew has a share in the Torah. And every Jew attends the Shir, every Jew, I mean, or studies Chumash and Rashi, or Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. No matter how superficial I mean, his study is, and no matter how little he knows, has a share in the community of the Maaser. And I kept on, and I've told you many times, I'm repeating myself, that basically the community, the share in the community of the Maaser is not measured by the results, or by the success, or by the achievements, the accomplishments, by the number of chiburim them published. I mean, the number of chiburim is very important, if they are good, of course. But it is determined by the effort. The effort. And an effort sometimes on the part of a plain Jew, like Mr. Edelman's father, who lived in an isolated community and brought up, tried very hard to bring up his children, as Jews, as true Jews, observant Jews, is perhaps equal to the effort of a great Goyen and Tzaddik, I mean, or who actually can interpret Talmudic texts, I mean, in the most admirable way. And do, I mean, and to his memory, I dedicate this year, and after this year, you'll see the Kaddish, all right? Okay, what was the topic for today, for tonight? I believe Megillas Esther in Friday, yes. Alright, let's start with Megillas Esther now. Yes, Megillas Esther. It will tie in anyway. It will tie in. It was, as a matter of fact, it's not two topics, it's one topic. The text was a bit distorted anyway. But it's too bad that I did not suggest you should bring a Gemara Megillah. Sometimes because of Gaive. Daf Hei is the oldest sugyas pertaining to the to pride and vanity and vainglory are actually in Sefer Daf Hei. This is the source. Yes. But what I want to do now is just, we know very well that Megillas Esther, Purim as call it holiday. It's basically not a holiday. It's wrong. I mean, the expression holiday is wrong because Purim has no Gdusha Sayyim. It's not endowed, it's not provided with Gdusha Sayyim. Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuot, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh are endowed. Gdusha is invested in the day itself. In the time itself has been hallowed and consecrated, it's Gdusha Sayyim. But Purim is a, I don't know, is a festival rather than a holiday, without Gdusha Sayyim, but it's a Halashem Purim, okay. Basically, I mean, the criterion for Gdusha Sayyim, halachically, there are two criteria for Gdusha Sayyim. One criterion for Gdusha Sayyim is Korban Musaf, and the second criterion of the highest form of Gdusha Sayyim is Issa Melochim. What's called Mikro Kedesh means Issa Melochim. Yeah, this is the highest form of Gdusha Sayyim. Of course, within the range of Issa Melochim, you have, I mean, two kinds of Gdusha Sayyim. You have Yom Tov and Shabbos, but both are called Mikro Kedesh, yes. Purim doesn't belong to that group, it's completely separate. It's a kind of corpus separatum for itself. It is Ayim Chel, basically it's Ayim Chel, it's Muta B'mloche, Purim. All right, I'm in Mokim Shinoagu, but it's Muta B'mloche, basically. The Gemara tells us that actually Mordechai, at the very outset, in the very beginning, wanted to set up Purim as a complete, full-fledged holiday, including Issa Melochim. And it says, Lassi Seisom Alkein Ayudim Aprozeis. No, Alkein Ayudim Aprozeis, I'll explain later. Ayeshim Gore Aprozeis, Esim Esim Abroso Lechidish Ador Simcho Mishte V'yomtov. V'yomtov, the Gemara says that initially immediately after the event, after the event had taken place, so there was an attempt on the part of Mordechai in many communities to set up to celebrate Purim as a full holiday. It means including the prohibition against work, against labor. But however, Mordechai's request was rejected by the community at large. Lekayim aleihem liyaseisim v'siyim arbos l'chayish ador v'siyim chamishos arbei v'chol shonu v'shonu l'aseseisom yimimishte v'simcho v'mishleach mones ish l'reyu matones l'vyenim. L'aseisom yom tov is not mentioned. That's what the Gemara says in Megillah. You have a Gemara in Megillah? Yes, perhaps. I wanted just to show you where this is. You'll be able to find it. You don't have to trust me about it. Here it is. Here it is. Rabbi, this is Megillah Daf Hei Amud Beis. Rabbi Brei de Rove. Omar, afilotemi b'yemi espetanis kabilo alai, melocho lei kabilo alai, melocho they have not accepted. And of course, any gzeireh, but even decreed and introduced and suggested by the Anshe Knesset HaGdeles. These are the ones who have introduced Purim, the Anshe Knesset HaGdeles, the name Kamonivim. It does not have any validity if it is rejected by the community, by Reva Tzibo. The Gemara says, Meloche hesped v'tainis kabilu alayut, means me mishke v'simcho, and the prohibition against hesped and tainis, meloche lei kabilu alayut. They have rejected, they did not consent. The mikore ksiv, the beginning, I mean, simcho mishke v'yom tov, vel besof ksiv lasa seisom yemishke v'simcho, vila yom tov lei ksiv, yom tov was omitted. This is basically Mordechai wanted, was the intention of Mordechai, but somehow he has not succeeded in putting it over, in implementing that. So Purim actually is Mutav Imloche Mikra Dinit, Sayim Cheil, but is just, I mean, is, so to say, provided with other mitzvahs. Mitzvah Simche in Kriyas HaMegillah. Yeah. Hola. But however, Purim is Ayon, but Purim, if you ask me, Purim is a mitzvah mit divrei sefer. It means Purim is a takone, a mitzvah, a commandment, a precept, mit divrei sefer. Or you may say it mit divreihem, or don mit rabbonon, as in the colloquial, in our colloquial halacha, is mit rabbonon. It's very strange, we have many mitzvahs de Rabbonon, we have even another festival, call it whatever it is, Yom Tov mit Rabbonon, this Chanukah. Also, Besper Letainis, there's no Mishnah Simcha and Chanukah, of course. But there is a basic difference between Purim and Chanukah. There's a basic difference, halachically. And basically, Purim is in this regard kind of a paradoxical festival, holiday. What is the difference between Purim and Chanukah? There is a basic discrepancy between Purim and Chanukah. I'm not speaking about the events which led up to Purim and Chanukah. I'm not speaking about the history, about the background. Halachically, about the care. Hallel, yes, Chanukah is Hallel. So the Gemara says the Megillah is substitute for Hallel. No, I'm not speaking about specific mitzvahs. Of course, the main difference is as to specific mitzvahs. The main difference consists that Purim actually engenders a chiyuv, an obligation, imposed an obligation of mishteh v'simcho, actually, mishleach mones, matones levyenim, kriyas samgile. All those mitzvahs, I mean, are not practiced on Chanukah. On Chanukah, the chiyuv is just at locus and eres, the lighting of the candles and halal. I'm not speaking about the mitzvahs. Of course, the mitzvahs are not commensurate. The mitzvahs are actually differ from each other. I'm speaking about the character, about not the historical background, the halachic background, yes? Exactly. Purim is a very strange holiday. For it is mentioned in the Torah, because the Torah, the word Torah, I mean, may be extended and applied to Chavdalet Kisvei HaKedesh, to the whole 24 books of the Kisvei HaKedesh, of the scriptures. There is a Megillah, a full scroll devoted to Purim. And it has the Kedushas Megillah, since Megillas Esther Metamo Es HaYadayim, the Megillas Esther means is provided with Kedusha, like any Kisvei HaKedesh. Megillas Esther is provided with Kedusha as the Parsha Shema is. Of course, there's the difference between Teire and Neviim Ksuvim, the standard differences between Teire and Neviim Ksuvim. But as far as Kisvei HaKedesh are concerned, the general, category, of Kedusha, which has been assigned to the Chavdalet Sforim of Kisvei HaKedesh, so Megillas Esther doesn't differ from Shema, just a moment, from Shema Yisrael, or there is no difference between Megillas Esther and what shall I say, and Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShamayim V'Ha'aretz. It's the same, it's part and parcel, it's an integral part of Kisvei HaKedesh. It is Nichtevo Beruach HaKedesh. And it's part of the Kisvei HaKedesh. And in Megillah, which is an integral part of Torah, are enumerated, in the Megillas Esther, are enumerated the mitzvahs, which are binding and obligating at the day of Purim. Like the reading of the Megillah, like the sending of Shalach Manes, like Matanes Levyenin, and so forth. There is a Hesped Vetainis. It's very strange. The Torah speaks of mitzvahs which are to be traced to Atakone de Rabbanon, to Rabbanon legislation, to Atakone de Rabbanon. It's very strange, it's a paradox actually, you see. Purim is mentioned in the Torah. For instance, if one should take the Megillas Esther scroll and destroy it, burn it, you violate Allah the Raisa from the Sasun Kein Lad Hashem Elokecha, Amecha Kisvei HaKedesh. Whoever erases words from Kisvei HaKedesh or destroys it, or burns it, whatever it does, is any destruction of Kisvei HaKedesh is categorized under the injunction and the law, the priest Sasun Kein Lad Hashem Elokecha. The Rambam happens to think there is no malchus for Kisvei HaKedesh, only for Hashem. There are Rishonim who disagree with him, who hold the opinion that whoever, destroys Kisvei HaKedesh, Kisvei HaKedesh, not only Shem, but Kisvei HaKedesh, incurs the punishment of malchus, the penalty of malchus. Yeah. So if one should destroy Megillas Esther, even though there is no shame in Megillas Esther, you know that, but still he'll incur a yisur, love, and according to many Rishonim, even the penalty. So it means Megillas Esther as a corpus, so to say, as a book, as a scroll, as a sefer, does not differ from Sefer Bereishis, I want to understand. Does not differ from Sefer Yeshua, or from Sefer Tilim, or from any other sefer of Kisvei HaKedesh. The Kedusha is uniform, the Kedusha is universal, the Kedusha permeates every word of Megillas Esther, as it does penetrate and infiltrate every word of Shema Yisrael, correct? Every letter of Shema Yisrael. And still the mitzvahs which are mentioned are only midrabon. The document is midraise, the book containing the mitzvahs is midraise, the mitzvah itself, the validity of the mitzvah, the obligation, the obligatory character of the mitzvah, the binding force of the mitzvah is only midrabon. Isn't it strange? It's very strange. For instance, show me another mitzvah. Show me, actually, I would like to find if I know of one more and one which is involved in a controversy, actually. The same is. the Abortzelis, yes. The Megillah refers to the Abortzelis. Kasha kiblu al nafshom ve al zarom divri atzimis vizakosom, the Abortzelis. Where are the Abortzelis mentioned? Not even in Ksuim, but in Ivim. No, in Ivim. In Zchari. Haefke b'chedesh ha-chamishi. Shall I cry? Shall I mourn? And in the fifth month, it means Tisha B'Av. We don't know exactly, I mean, the answer, but the answer, I mean, was Tzema Chamishi, Tzema Aviv, Tzema Chamishi, Tzema Shviv, Tzema Asiri, Lissosim, Tzema Chayir. Is actually the Tzemeis, again, are mentioned, enumerated, and their obligation is recorded, the obligatory character of the Tzemeis, that they are binding, as first days are recorded in Ivim, in Dvar HaLashem. The Tzeim itself, the first per se, there's the difference between Shuvos and Tammuz and Yom Kippur, you understand that well. That's why they are both recorded in Kisvei HaKedesh. Yom Kippur is recorded in Chumash. I mean, the Tzeim is are recorded in Ivim. In Ivim, well, it's all right. But still the institution is Yom Kippur is Midraise, the Tzeim is Amid Rabbanim. The second one. What did you say? There is possibly a third one, huh? Hakon to the Ravid. Hakon to the Ravid. The Rambam denies it. The Ravid thinks that Hallel and Yontif, not on Rosh Chodesh, nor on Chanukah. You understand very well, because the whole existence of Chanukah is post-biblical, so to say, is after the Kisvei HaKedesh were actually closed, after Chsimas Kisvei HaKedesh. But Hallel, Ashir hazeh yilachem kelelis kadesh chod. Ravid says, kelelis kadesh chod. Basically, according to Rambam, is kelelis kadesh chod, the Rambam refers, apparently, even though the Rambam doesn't mention it, the Rambam says that Hallel is midivrei sefer, not midivrei kabole. This means, when the Gemara speaks midivrei kabole means, what does midivrei kabole mean? Divrei nevi'im. It means the institution of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is an institution, as an obligation, as a duty, as a must. It's only midrabanan, the source, the book, or the document has been documented in mitzvah, and mitzvah midrabanan has been documented by what? By the Torah, by Kisvei HaKedesh, by Dvar HaDeshem. That's a very strange concept, isn't it? Yes. If the Rambam, if the Ravid is Hallel, Ashir hazeh yilachem kelelis is Kaddish Chod, apparently the Ravid applies it not only to the holiday, to the night of Pesach, but kelelis is Kaddish Chod to a holiday in general. It's not Leil, it should be Kiyem is Kaddish Chod. But means Kelel, there is only one night on which we say Hallel in the evening. This is the night of Pesach. All right, but the Ravid Hallel, the Rambam denies it. The Rambam says the Hallel is only Midrash Sefer. Yeah. Is Divrei Atzeimeis, and Megillah, and Hallel Akon to the Ravid. What I don't know of any other mitzvah. For instance, no, Tefillah, no. Tefillah, I'll tell you what the difference is. Even if Tefillah, I mean, according to the Ram, Tefillah is Midraisa. So, even according to the Ramban, the Tefillah is Midrabanan, so tefillah, you have tefillah. Tefillah is not only the Niel, tefillah is mentioned the Niel or in Tilim. Avrom, Yaakov is Palel, Yitzchok is Palel, Vayeta Yaakov. But Ramban himself already somehow provided himself some to say his protection. The Ramban says, the Afal Pishin Chevas at tefillah Dvar Torah. Even though the tefillah, the obligation of tefillah, is not of Dvar Torah, of Torah origin, avol inyono hi Dvar Torah. When I do pray, when I do engage, I mean, in entreaty and in pleading with the Rebbeinu Shlom in tefillah, so I am a kaima mitzvah. So this tefillah, I would say, the institution is mitzvah. The obligation is midrabanan. This is the main difference. While in Megillah, basically, is offhanded, the whole Megillah is midrabanan. Can be just a mitzvah from Halal Veshevach, Halanes, was mit Gilel und mit Schleach Mone ist, ich schlage Eidu am Ehen, so der Rabbonus. Und Simche, Mishte, wie Yontef, und Simche, but however we have, as a matter of fact, famous are included, and also upon to the Raivet Halle. Do other mitzvahs the Rabbonus like Nitivas Yodayim, like Yeruvi Chatzeres, and what else? No, Birkas Anenim are not mentioned at all, are not mentioned. Birkas Hananim, simply you can find Birkas Hananim under a general category, under a general precept of that of Hallel V'Doyer LaKadosh Baruch Hu, praising God and feeling and experiencing gratitude vis-a-vis Him. Yes, but as a mitzvah it hasn't been mentioned. This exception is famous. Famous is being mentioned by the Novi casually, but I ever mentioned. And Megillah, a whole book in Kisva HaKadosh was devoted to Purim, and Purim per se is only mit Rabbanan. Ah, Kibud Ve'inek, correct. Kibud Ve'inek, yeah. The Koros Al HaShabbat Seinek, Likdesh HaDeshem Lechubot, is, yes, the Yimak Purim, because only Kibud without Einek, but it's Shabbos and Yontef are included, and the Rambam called them mitzvahs mit Divrei Sefer. Correct. Kibud Ve'inek. Kibud Ve'inek. Prison Ksus Liki on Shabbos, I have to change my dress on Shabbos, my suit, and then I have to decorate the house and so forth. And the Shabbos meal should differ from the ordinary day meal. It's called Kibud Ve'inek. It's Kibud Ve'inek is mit Rabbon Ram, says mit Divrei Seferim, Perek Choftes Milche Shabbos, Aloche Aleph. However, it's mentioned in Yishayo, the cross of the Shabbos Ve'inek. Correct. No, sir. If we learn from your high school, for instance, Kolor, Leiv, Kolor, Bosso, Leiover, Amir, Shazari, then the din is with a reise. It's not workable. You'll ask me the question, it's an old question which Rishayim dealt with. If you derive a aloche, for instance, Kolor, Leiv, Kolor, Bosso, Leiover, Amir, Shazari, that our oral is disqualified, I mean, for Avedi Migdash, it's a din the reise, Avedi Osef Sula. Yeah, it's all. What? Yes, this is already, yes, correct, Ram Shitzaram, it happens to be on the Shitzaram, the Ramban disagrees. This is a general that the Rabbanim have authority, but the mitzvah is enumerated, explicitly described in a document which is a part of the Kisvei HaKadosh, and still the mitzvah per se is only with Rabbanim. All right, yes, I'll come to Kosmina there. This is the part Kosmina there means a safe alternative. What do you want to ask, Rabbi Mazvetsky? You wanted to ask me something? In regard to what we are discussing, or something? I'm not asking about Remes, about Remes. I don't need an Remes. Poor me, I'm Gil Sestar, it's an army. Minatirim, Hobbin Minatirim in Ain, Esther Minatirim in Ain, Mordechai Minatirim in Ain, so the Gemara. Oh, min atir, min ha'itz hazeh, asher tzvisichu bilte lechel, min ha'gemore, min... Yeah, I'm not interested. What it shows, I'll tell you what it shows. I mean, I cannot explain it to you, how. To me, it is a paradox. It's very part that a mitzvah de Rabbonon is documented by the Torah. What it shows only, that basically, theoretically, we classify mitzvahs Rabbanon, mitzvahs Deraisa, we classify them, separate groups, and we have a whole literature about mitzvahs, whether some Rishonim say certain mitzvahs are with Rabbanon, of Rabbanon, the origin, and some say it's a Deraisa. What it shows, that basically there is little difference between a mitzvah in Divrei Sefer and a mitzvah Deraisa. As to the reward and as to the punishment, I don't mean we pay ownership business, there's very little distinction. A mitzvah Rabbanon is just as important and has as much significance and as much, so to say, redemptive content and can elevate the Jew, to great heights. As a mitzvah, the rice. Because many mitzvahs, the Rabbanon, the Torah is documented and recorded. It's basically Einodel is also Einodel. So the Rambam says the Soso doesn't apply to Mitzvahs Drabanan. It's only the Rambam. The Rambam was only the only one that said. Yeah. What? Yes, Kotkin Rabbanan, I said the technical takkones, but it doesn't say. But this means that the validity basically and the obligatory character, the normative character, and that one is duty bound to perform, is differs very, very little. I mean the obligatory character of the Rabbanan differs very little from that of the Reis. That's what I wanted just to, I cannot explain it. But we have a group of mitzvahs, Megillah, Kibud Ve'Einek, as Rabbi Wolgamut said, what's it? Same as, and perhaps Halal too. Yes. Yeah, of course no, I would say no. There are many Rabbanans, listen. There are many Rabbanans, I mean. This one's Man Birchomet, of course. Midraise is Meiver Alacha Chatzis, and the Rabbanan is Ishishis, I mean, Serfit. Yeah, there are many Rabbanans. Bosarev, Becholov is Midrabbanan. There are many, I mean. Alchotzer Sheinu Murevis is Midrabbanan. There are many Mukze, Shvus is Midrabbanan. What I'm saying is something else. What I'm pointing out at the Rabbanan, so to say, the literature about the Rabbanan is Minatir. It's very strange. Interesting is that the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Megillah, when the Rambam begins to say, Hilchos Megillah, Krias a Megillo bismano mitzvah sasei midibrei seifrim. Very interesting. Correct? It's good. And then he adds one sentence, which prima facie appears to be superfluous and completely unnecessary. And the Rambam, well, you know, the Rambam style was very terse and brief and to the point. He never used too many words. We had Vorim Yiduim, the Rambam says. Megillah is the last one I've made. Do you don't have it? Do you have Megillah, Chanukah, Megillah? What do you have? What is the last yours? All right, Meshavah. Pass on to them, please. We had Vorim Yiduim, Shehi Takona Sanvim, says the Rambam. He says, Kriya Samgilo Bismano Mitzvah Sasei Midivrei Sofrim. Correct? And then he had a sentence which we don't know the reason. I mean, why he had it? The Advorim Yiduim, it's known to all, Shehi, means the Mitzvah, the precept of reading of the Megillah, Takonas and Vim, was introduced by Nevi'im. Of course, it is true, it's correct. It's at a corner by the Anshe Knesset Sagdele. Mordechai himself was a member of the Knesset Sagdele. Just the Gemara says, Mordechai Balshon in Ezra mentioned, they say this is Mordechai Yehudi. Later, after he was appointed as prime minister, he couldn't devote as much time to Torah as he did before, so the Sanhedrin, I mean, there was some tension between him and the Sanhedrin, as Chazal say, L'rei v'echot l'chol echot, but anyway, Mordechai was in Kibla, Yehudim v'Kibla, Kibla, 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 meaning the Anshe Knesset Sagdele. Yeah. The Anshe Knesset Sagdele had, I mean, Nevi'im who were members of the Anshe Knesset Sagdele, of the Great Assembly. Yes, but what did the Rambam add? Why is it necessary? The Rambam has never done it. The Advorim Yiduim Shitakona Sanvi'im. And it is obvious, it means that this takone was legislated or introduced or established by the Nevi'im. Then each... Why did the Rambam say so? It is correct, I'm not asking. Huh? What do you say? Just a minute. Interesting is the Perek Shleishim, when he speaks about Kibud Ve'Einek. Shabbos Perek Lamed. Shabbos Perek Lamed. You can get back, Misha. All right. You can get it back. All right. Would you be pleased to give it back? Perek Lamed Micha Shabbos. Abo Dvorim Nemru B'Shabbos four principles have been formulated with reference to Shabbos. Shnai min ha-teiro, two principles are midraisi. This is Iso Meloche and Kiddush. Ushnai midivre sofrim, and two principles are of divre sofrim origin. However, the Rambam adds a similar sentence. Ve'im furoshim al di anviim, and they have been explicated or explicitly mentioned by the Nevi'im. What does the Rambam mean? He said it with regard to Megillah. He also said it with regard to what? The Shabbos. Now let's take a look with regard to Tonis, to Tanesim. It's interesting. Hilchas Tainis is before Chanukah and Megillah, yes? Perek Chamishi, you'll see how careful the Rambam was. And this group of Divrei Sefer, which have been documented and mentioned that era, is a Rambam, the Rambam defined as a corpus separatum, as a separate entity. Yeshom Yomim Perekheim Lechastainis says, Yeshom Yomim she called Yisroel Misanim Bemipnei Atzoris. And certain days, there are days in which the entire Jewish community fasts because of the catastrophic events which took place. Kedilayras alvavis in order to arouse the heart, ulefateach lifteach darkei atshuva and to open up the ways of tshuva. Fine, all right. Ve'elohein in enumerates, Tzingdalio, and then Asor Betevis, Shivosor Betamus, and Tishabov, Ve'arbo Yimei Aloha Dalet, he says, Ve'arbo, this is Perekim Lechastainis, Aloha Dalet, Ve'arbo Yimei Atzim Yisraelu, and these four fast days, that means Asor Betevis, and Shivosor Betamus, and Tishabov, and Tzimgdale, are in Mifuroshim beKabbale. Kabbale is equivalent to Nevi, Tanakh. Kabbale, Divre Terem, Divre Kabbale, Le Yalfine. This is a Talmudic technical term for Tanakh, Kabbale. Why they call it Kabbale is a different story. But is Mifuroshim beKabbale equals, the phrase Kabbale equals to the phrase Af Mifuroshim al Nevi. So the Rambam actually, the three mitzvahs, which in spite of the fact that they are mid rabbonon, mid divre sofrim, they don't belong to the group of the reise mitzvahs, are nevertheless mentioned and described where in the Tere by the Nevi'im, is the Rambam actually enumerated each of them. Of these three mitzvahs as miforoshim al di anviim. So what does it mean that dvorim yuduim shetakonas anviim migile means? Even though it is midrabbonon, is the sefer, the book, the scroll which deals with them, which narrates the events leading up, which led up to them, which describes the mitzvahs and formulates the obligations and defines, the precepts. The book is what is a part of Torah Shebichtav. It has, as far as Gdusha is concerned, it equals Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's what Ram says. V'advorim yiduim, it's obvious to everybody. Why it's obvious to everybody? Not everybody knows that Anshe Knesset Hagdolah have introduced Purim. No, it doesn't refer to Anshe Knesset Hagdolah. It refers to the fact that the document of Purim is a part of Torah Shebichtav. Sheheim takonas anvi. This is. That's what I wanted just to say. Yes. The same. The Rambam in general uses the term almost at random. Medivreim or medivrei sofer. He says Midivrei Sofrim. Yes, there is. Yeah, correct. There is in one case, but you mentioned Midivrei Sofrim in Kedusha Kesef, and also just a moment, and also with regard to certain tumes ames, shinanozo megaleach aleim, the Rambam uses the term medivrei sofrim referring to adereisa. But what does it mean? Why does he call this particular aloha divrei sofrim? Because the aloha could have never been derived from the pshutishol mikro, from the plain text of the mikro, basically you needed a tradition, a kabbalah actually, a maserah, medivrei sofrim, to establish the aloha. But the Rambam, but only in a couple of places. It's in Kedusha Kesef and also in Tume. But usually when it says in Chanukah medivrei sofrim, it doesn't mean adereisa, it means adarabbanan. When it says about hametz lechem in haaretz medivrei sofrim, it's not adereisa, it's adarabbanan. When he speaks about kibud ve'inek medivrei sofrim, it's adarabbanan. Should be careful in Kedusha Kesef and also in Tume Shina Nozo Megaleach Aleihem. Yes. The Rambam has it only in one place, in two places, Kedusha Kesef. Yeah, there are some people want to say that Kedusha Kesef according to Rambam is only with Rabbanan. That's true. Are all the questions which the Ramban raised against him? No. All right, but that's yes. Just a moment, I'll come to it. Kann man wie in Dortmund, die Gemara sagt mit regard to Tfilah. Die Gemara doesn't say it with regard to Megillah. With regard to Tfilah. Yeah. Ah, the name kann man wie is a mistake. I have introduced the Tfilah. Nusra Tfilah, yes. The name kann man wie im with regard to Tfilah, yes. With regard to Tfilah, yes. But it's an indirect kiyum. It's an indirect kiyum of a doe. Correct, might be that basically the kiyum, but need the maisa mitzvah, but the kiyum. Yeah, and might be in kibud ve'inek as well, that the kiyum is midraisa. Might be. Yeah, but midraisa one could fulfill his duty, I mean his chevor, by saying if you kaput lachtilim, a few psalms would also be mitkayim v'raisa. Heidoya, far from Heidoya l'nes. Heidoya l'nes. But you need, but the protim and all the details is mit Rabbanan. Yes, but whether ancestor, I'm not speaking about ancestor now. Case whether the ancestor is included among these tanaisim or not, it's a different story. I'm not speaking now about ancestor. Now let us continue. Is actually the Megillah part of Kisva Kedesh or not? Is a machlekes Tanoim. Some Tanoim think that the Megillah is not a part of Kisva Kedesh. Machlekes Tanoim, Megillah. Who is it? Yes. Omar Rav Yudah Samaroyim, Omar Rav Yudah, Omar Shmuel, Esther, and Metames, Ayodai. And there are Tanoim, Machlekes Rabbi Yenison, Rabbi Lozer Hamedoy, Rabbi Shuin, Rabbi Lozer Hamedoy. But we have accepted the opinion of the Tatan and the Amire that Esther is Metames Yodai stands always. I mean, this phrase should never mislead anybody, stands for Kisvei HaKedesh. It means a part of Kisvei HaKedesh. And basically, I mean, it is the parsha. It's very strange why one Tanya and one Amira should insist that Megillah Esther any Metamas Yedayim, it's not part of the Kisvei HaKedesh, since the Pasuk tells us the story. The Pasuk tells us that Tichtev Esther Amalko, interesting is that before the Megillah is called Igeres, that Tichtev Esther Amalko Basa V'chayil, Mordechai Yehudi, Eskol Tekev, Letayim, Esigeres, Apurim, Hazeis, Hashenis. What do you mean, Letayim, Esigeres, Apurim, Hazeis, Hashenis? What does it mean, Letayim? ומי לקיים מסגרס. בפורום הוסכימו וקיבלו היהודים עליהם ועל זרום ועל כל הנובים עליהם וליעבו ליסייסים משני היומים האלה אסתך את טרובו הבאותו. הבאותו, מי שטרובו אמין, הבאותו פרובלם. First of all, the problem of establishing Purim as a permanent yont. So Chazal, Anshik Nesach Dele were in doubt whether to do it or not to do it. This was the problem, Kovuni Lederes. Then Esther insisted that Megillas Esther be declared as a part of the Kisvei HaKiddush, because Nicht for Beruach HaKiddush. That's what Chazal say, Sholcho Esther Lechachomim, Kisvuni Lederes. This means, what do you mean Kisvuni Lederes? Committed to permanent writing, I mean, committed to writing, I mean, forever, permanently, it means a part of Kisvei HaKiddush, yes. Vatichte Vestera Malko, Iva Yomele Nizkor Venasim Bacholdeo Vadeir, Mishpocho U Mishpocho, Amidino Amidino, Voyir Voyir, Vimei Apurim Eile Leyavro Meteicha Yudin, Zichom Yosef Mizarro. So Purim as a holiday was already accepted to such an extent as in Mei HaPurim Ha'ele Yavom Techayurim, they'll never be forgotten. V'zichom li'ezor Yosef Mizarro, the commemoration of Purim will never actually be abandoned. You'll always commemorate Purim Ha'ele. V'yom Eile Nizkor V'nasim, B'chol Deir V'deir, Mishpocho, Mishpocho, Yir V'yir, Medina, Medina, V'mei HaPurim Ha'ele Yavom Techayurim. So what else? And then the next line, Choftes, ותכת ואסתר המלכו, בסה וחייל, ומודכה יהודי, אס כל תקף, לקיים מסגרס הפורם הזה ששניס. לגמור אז this question, לגמור אז רייז this question. מול נער מנו. אם חזל אב אינטרודיוסת מנת הקונן, מי הפורם האלה ליהם תכה יהודי, נצנעתי מיטינג אלה לידיס אקזיליון מיטינג, יפטר מנו. נוסתר נאמר. אם זה פה סוקסס והיום האלה נזפוחם ונעשים, בכל דיר ודיר, משפוחם, משפוחם, עיר ועיר, מי הפורים האלה ים תחיו לי מזיכם ליוסף מזרום, I mean, there was no need for a reminder. There was no reminder for שמי ישראל, השם לוקים על השם אחר. And there was no postal card sent out, I mean, for אסריק and סוכן, what is לקיים מסגרס הפורים? What did she ask for? Whatever she wanted had been fulfilled. Her request was granted. What's Lekayim is Geras HaPurim as Isha Shenis? So basically, Lekayim does not mean about Purim. It's not about Purim, no. The Purim already was introduced, was established. You see, look, V'mei HaPurim Eile Leyavru Meteicha Yudin, V'zichom Liyasuv Mizarum. There cannot be any stronger, I mean, so to say, endorsement of Purim. Then the phrase, V'mei HaPurim Ha'ele, Yavru Meteicha Yudim, V'zichom Liyasuv Mizarum, what else do you want? Chazal says that Purim, even the Mesa Moshiach, Purim will be upset. Yeah. So what does it mean, Lekayim Isegeres HaPurim? What does it mean, Lekayim? Just a moment, what is the word Kiyum? You see, in our Hebrew, it even Talmudic Hebrew, is Kayim, Lekayim, means to fulfill. Talmudic Hebrew, Kiyum HaMitzvah, Kiyum HaMitzvah, Lekiyum HaMitzvah, like Yotzei Yedei Chavosim. Talmudic Hebrew is there, that is on. Yeah. לקיים, קיימת זה, לקיים. צריך איזה פוסוק, אס אשר נדרתי, קיימנו. כן, זה הפוסוק. All right, but basically, in the מגילה לקיים means to confirm, in the sense of קיום שטורס. There is קיום שטורס, expression קיום שטורס. שלישו שיושבו לקיים את שטר. זה מין to fulfill the star. What do you fulfill? What do you mean לקיים את שטר? If you have a document, to certify. If you have a document, and the document is in doubt, and I want the document be certified, that whenever I present the document to court or to any authority, it will be taken, genuine character of the document will be taken for granted. So this is Kiyum Shtoris. So Bezen Rai, B'meisav Tlosek Chod Avine, V'ose, V'kaimunu V'yasharunu K'deboe. It means we certify the document is true. It's true. What do you mean, Lekayim Isegeres HaPurim HaZeis HaShenis? It's not Lekayim in the sense of carrying out, implementing, or executing, but in the sense of confirming, affirming, or certifying as to the absolute true character of this particular document. What does it mean? to raise it to the height and to the level of Kisvei HaKedesh. Otherwise, it's in Igeres. Just a moment. It's in Igeres, Apurim. It's just a letter. It's a story, a letter. It's not permanent. What's the difference between Sefer and Igeres? Chazal always say, V'kosa v'so'ole y'so'ele ba'sefer al gvil v'lo al liyo. You should write it on parchment and not on paper. Always, v'kosa v'esmishne ateru azeis al sefer da sefri. Al sefer lo al liyo, not on paper, but on parchment. How did Chazal find in the word sefer parchment? I mean, semantically, I mean, sefer means a book. Basically, sefer means something permanent. A book which I keep, which endures, whose value, I mean, endures less, is persistent, not something transitory. In Igeres is transitory, basically. Today I read a letter, the next day I throw it away. I mean, who is a collector of letters? No one collects letters, unless you want to use the letter as a document, but otherwise you don't collect letters. Books you don't throw away. Sefer means something permanent. There's permanency. And the yor disintegrates, physical action, particularly paper, the kind of, and the yor they had at that time. Yeah. Parchment endures. So sefer, because the term sefer, the semantics of sefer, imply permanency. I mean, the quality to endure, to last, to last, to persist, it is safer. If Esther wanted Vatichtev Esther Amalko Basa Vechael Mordechai Yehudi, Eskol Tekev. The semantics of safer imply permanency. I mean, the quality to endure, to last, to persist, it is safer. If Esther wanted Vatichtev Esther Amalko Basa Vechael Mordechai Yehudi, Eskol Tekev Lekayei Mesigeres Apurim Azeis Hashenis, she didn't ask for the implementation. The implementation was already assured. Implementation. What did she ask? That the Igeres should be raised and elevated to the degree of what? Of Kisvei HaKedesh. And then, Vayishlach Sforim al kol ha'yudim Moshe v'esu mei medina malchus ha'cheshveiris, divrei sholeim ve'emes, lekayim esimei apurim zmin tu. Not li esesim. Kimu v'kibu ha'yudim aleim alzah. What mean kimu v'kibu ha'yudim aleim alzah? Never mind the Gemara, but what is Kimu v'Kimu? Kimu means they have accepted, they have taken upon themselves. What is Kimu? I want to show how the Megillah uses the semantics of Kim. What is Kimu v'Kiblu ayudim aleim azarom? What mean? Kimu, they have implemented v'Kiblu? No. Kimu means they have confirmed, they have certified the veracity and the truthfulness and the importance and the significance of the holiday of Purim. It's very significant, and therefore the Kibbutz. Here the Kiyum should be interpreted within the frame of reference of Kiyum Shtoris. And Kiyum Shtoris means certification. I mean, Lekayim esimei apurim o'ele bizmaneyem, but I mean, not only to celebrate it as just as a festival with Rabbanon, simply, but as an institution which is mentioned. So Purim itself will be elevated. Why will Purim be elevated? Because from an institution with Rabbanon, I mean, will be raised to an institution, Midivrei Kabbalah, not the Raisa, but Midivrei Kabbalah, whose Lord, whose existence, and whose, so to say, validity and obligatory character are explicitly mentioned where in the Torah. Lekayim aleihem esimei apurim eile bizmaneihem kasher kiyem aleihem Mordechai ha'yehudi ve'Esther ha'malko וחשקינו על נפשון ועל זרון, ודית שדימן דאסתר, that Purim should be equal in importance and significance to Divrei Atzemis Vezakosom, like the Abo Atzemis. How did you come in with the Abo Atzemis? What is the link between the Abo Atzemis and Purim? I mean, why did you mention Abo Atzemis? But she said, apparently, she asked for incorporating Migiles Esther into the Kisvei HaKodesh, integrating. So he said, what are you talking about? Actually, the very moment we'll integrate Migiles Esther into Kisvei HaKodesh, so Purim will by necessity, ipso facto, become an institution midoraisa. How is it possible for a mitzvah de Rabbanon to be mentioned and to be described and to be recorded in a book whose Gdusha, whose sanctity equals that of Shema Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokeinu Ad Hashem Echad? It will be a nearer contradiction. Well, you want to, you should raise it to mitzvah d'oraisa, we can't, we have no authority. If we should raise Purim to the levels of mitzvah d'oraisa, we will violate the Yisr of L'Seisav L'Adovah Rasha Yerucho. L'Seisav L'Adovah L'Sigra Mimeno. So Esther said, wait a little, wait a while. What's about Abo Atzemis? What would you say about Abo Atzemis? Is the Abo Atzemis institution Midaraisa or Midarabonan? Midivir Seferim, yes. But still they have been mentioned. Where have they been mentioned? In Schar and Levirim. So there is a possibility. This paradox is paradoxical. But it's a fact that an institution Midarabonan is still described and recorded and reported where in a sefer midaraisa, so why not make Purim an equal of the Abo Atzemis? V'chashakimu al nafshom val zarom divrei Atzemis v'zakosom. And the pasuk says, Uma amar Esther kiyam divrei Purim ele? Not kiyam implemented. Confirmed, certified. Certified as what? As a part of what? As a part of Kisvei HaKodesh, v'nichtov b'sefer. It was written down, it's not a geres anymore, b'sefer. So Rashi says, v'nichtov ekster umamar Esther kiyam. Rashi says, it's not my invention. Take a look at Rashi. Esther bikshom ischach mi'adeir, ekster requested the scholars of her contemporaries, likovo v'lichtev sefer zeim shorak suvim. To incorporate this book in Shorak Suvim, v'zehu v'nichtav b'sefer, and this means v'nichtav b'sefer has become a part of the Chodalet Kisvei HaKodesh. And that's why the Megillah is called Megillas Esther, not Megillas Mordechai. It's very strange. Why isn't it called Megillas Mordechai? Mordechai played the same role as Esther. If not for Mordechai, Esther would have never appeared before Ahasuerus, would never pleaded with Ahasuerus. Mordechai's sense of responsibility and commitment to his people, saved. That time, the Jewish community from being destroyed, exterminated. Why is Megillas Esther? Because Esther insisted it. V'atichtev Esther amalko basa v'chayel Mordechai Yehudi. But apparently Mordechai Yehudi appeared before the Sanhedrin, they said no. But Esther apparently argued, and she produced the argument of Divrei Atzemis v'Zakosom, and that's what clinched. That's what tipped the scales. What tipped the scales? V'nichtov b'sefer. V'nichtov b'sefer. V'nichtov b'sefer. This is Megillas Esther. Now, Merav Rabbeisai, there is one question comes up. It is, if Megillas Esther hadn't been incorporated in the Kisvei HaKodesh, so it would have remained what? A Nigeres. What does Nigeres mean? True, the event is recorded, the story is absolutely true, every detail is true, however, it's not part of Kisvei HaKodesh. It has no Gdusha. It is a mundane document, but no Gdusha whatsoever. I could have destroyed Megillas Esther, it would be permissible, I mean, to read Megillas Esther and tear it up. Like you read a letter and you tear up the letter. The letter means something transient, transitory, something which no permanency, just temporary significance, nothing else. Sefer means of permanent significance, permanent value. Of course, a part of the Torah, it's an eternal document, correct? This is number one. This is the difference basically between Sefer and Igeres. That's why Chazal say that Igeres, if Igeres would be kosher on Lior, but because it is Sefer, it's posel on Lior. What you need, what? You need parchment, cloth, milk. And basically is, and that's what the Pasuk says, Divrei Sholem V'Emes. What does it mean, Divrei Sholem V'Emes? What kind of expression is? Vayishlach Svatich Tevestra Malko Bas V'Chayel Mod Chayudi Es Kol Tekev. Kol Tekev means the significance, the strength, Lekayim Esegeres Apurim Azeis HaShainiz, I mean, to raise, to certify, or to incorporate this Esegeres Apurim, but still an Esegeres, into the Kisvei HaKedosh, into the scriptures. Vativ tichte veste vatishlach lekaim vayishlach sforim okol ayudim Moshe vesu mei medina malchus achashveris. Apparently requested the tzibur also to agree with them, to consent. Apparently first vatichte veste ramalot mesuchal motach yus kol tenit times gerza purim as a isa shenis was heard. She addressed herself to the Sanhedrin. And then also apparently she sent out letters, I mean, to the Klal Yisrael, I mean, to every community, that they actually apparently, if this aloha most probably needed das akol, I mean, the consent of the Klal Yisrael. Was it Divrei Sholem V'Emes? Chazal says Divrei Sholem V'Emes means that Divrei Yemei Apurim should be treated like Divrei Sholem V'Emes. Divrei Sholem V'Emes is the general phrase for Divrei HaTorah. What does the Torah seek to establish? What does the Torah represent? What does the Torah actually, I mean, questing for? What is the Torah questing for? What is the very essence, the very gist of Torah? Divrei Sholem V'Emes. The Megillah should be treated on par with Divrei Kisvei HaKedosh. Chazal say, Kamita Shel Torah. So Chazal say, Kitar Shishma Yisrael Hashem Elokei Hashem Echod. V'tzrich L'shir Tot Kamita Shel Torah. So what is a mitzvah shel Torah? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's what Rabbi Yotam said. This is exactly what it is. This is the last parsha. Yeah. If it is Sefer, then I want you to understand. If it's Igeres, if it were an Igeres, it would just be a story. A true story. A significant story. A story which, I mean, actually, first of all, I mean, is told, I mean, the destiny of the Jewish people is portrayed, and Chasdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which he has bestowed upon us, is described and recorded, all right, in importance. I mean, I don't want to mitigate the importance of an Igeres. But once it became a Sefer, something else was added to it, not only Kedusha, perhaps something which is more important than Kedusha. What was added? If it became a Sefer of Kisvei HaKedosh, Beruch, of course, no changes. In Igeres, I don't believe it would be possible. We wouldn't change either. But what was... There is a new dimension to the Megillah, not only a new dimension of Kedusha, no doubt about it, but there is another dimension which was added to the Igeres HaPurim the very instant it was raised to what? To the degree or to the level of Sefer. No, Hidim Tzibur would be anyway. It would be anyway. I mean, Igeres, the Chazal say even Igeres. The Gemara ask a kasha, the Gemara liksiv alei nitnu, likriya nitnu. The Gemara ask a kasha, even if Megillah Spurim, even if the Megillah had not been included in the Kisvei HaKedosh, the mitzvah kriyas on Megillah would have prevailed. That's what Chazal say. Chazal daf zayin with aleph. Namro likreis vele namro lichtev. That's what Chazal says. The mitzvah, because the mitzvah is mentioned before. Vayom eilen is zekorim v'nasim. Regardless, before, is zekorim v'nasim. No, there is something else. if it is a part, an internal part of Kisvei HaKodesh, Echod Mechav Dalet Zvoi, it's a part of the Tere. And if it's a part of the Tere, so what's the conclusion? What is the conclusion? What's the conclusion? If it's a part of the Tere, so what's the conclusion? Else, what is it? If you say Megillah is a part of the Tere, so what's the conclusion? Of course, Emes, I mean, no one doubts what the conclusion. No. Certain halachos must be derived from the Megillah. Megillah is a book of learning. It means the Megillah is a source, not only a historical source, but a source of knowledge. A source of knowledge which is relevant, I mean, relevant not only vis-a-vis Purim, vis-a-vis the event which took place so many years ago, so many thousands of years ago, but which is relevant to today's events, relevant, I mean, vis-a-vis the Jewish community and with reference to Jewish individual, I mean. It is any book of the Torah, any book, regardless, Tilim, Megillah, Eicho, Yirmiyahu, Yeshayahu, must be a source of Torah knowledge, a source of halachos, of rules of conduct, a source of morality, a source on which one may draw, I mean, from time to time when he's in doubt, in confusion. It's Teret. What does Teret mean? What does Teret mean? The semantics of Teret. What does the semantics of Teret mean? Huh? Learning, knowledge, I mean, guidance, heroic guidance, leadership, I mean, Heira Meshaderech, Veidaitle Meshaderech, I mean, if it were a Igeres, it's not a source of knowledge. It's a historical document, but not a source of knowledge. The very moment, the very instant has become a sefer, it's a sefer. Is whatever we derive from Yeshayahu, whatever we infer from Yirmiyahu, whatever we infer from Mishlei, so many halachos Chazal have inferred from Mishlei. So many halachos. Don't ask me the question, Divatayim v'Kabbalah Le'il Filin. It's a rule which actually, I mean, Chazal many times did not observe. I mean, it's a different problem, I mean. But Chazal have derived so many halachos. Halachos, formal halachos. Chazal have derived, I mean, certain conclusions about morality, about the conduct of man, about midas, good and bad dispositions, I mean, habits, about habits, I mean, which habits should be rejected, which habits should be assimilated, from Divrei Neviim. So if the Megillas Esther is a book, is a sefer, misifre, kisve HaKodesh, it's not just a historical document, because any book of Kisvei HaKodesh, for instance, the story of Avraham Avinu in Lech Lecha, is not only a story of a person. I want you to understand. It's not only a story of a person. It is a story. Of course, it's the biography of a person. As far as the biography is concerned, it's a very sketchy biography, basically. Because Avraham appears in the historical arena at the age of 70, and then after the death of Sarah, he somehow makes his exit quietly, softly, and he disappears. After Chayesor, he disappears. And he lives quite a number of years, I mean, following Sora's death. But this is not only a biography, it's more than a biography. It's an ideal. It's an ethical ideal, which we have to imitate. It's the personification of Jewish morality, which we have to realize. It's a certain vision which we should, so to say, I mean, quest for. That's what Chazal say, as Tevon Sichosom shall have the Oveis, Mitorosom shall bonim. That a conversation between Eliezer about Nemsuel, about Rivko, is that the Torah has assigned more space than to the mitzvah of Shabbos. Why is it? Because each word and each movement is there. You can derive many moral rules, maxims, how to conduct, how to act publicly, and how to behave, and what to say, and what not to say, and what to suppress. I mean, yeah, what's the... I'll ask you a favor, Rabbi Shechatovich, not to read the Rambam, because the Rambam will just involve us in trouble. No one understands the Rambam. The Ravid already disagreed with the Rambam. Leave it to them. Tell them that the last aloche, there is a lot of trouble with the last aloche. We don't understand the last aloche in Rabbi Yechas Megillah. The Ravid already has used sharp language. And I'll be frank, if I were the Ravid, my language would be much sharper. Let's not do this. It's a different story. You don't know exactly what the Rambam meant by it. It's called our books, yes? Because it seems apparently Megillah has both. He's safer and the Geras. So if he's not Yetzir safer, he's Yetzir Geras. So it is a safer of learning. It's a book of learning, a book of scholarship, a book of rules, a book of maxims, like any other book in Chavdalet Kisva Kedesh. There isn't a single pasuk in Chavdalet Kisva Kedesh which does not contain a maxim, or, so to say, doesn't contain implicitly a law, a rule. I mean, we have to understand the Kisva Kedesh very well in order to be able to infer. So I would ask if this be so, and it is so, because it is Kisva Kedesh. And Kisva Kedesh is Tevli Tera Spicho Malfez Ove Chesed. It's called Tere, and Tere means guide, leading, guiding, and so forth. I mean, learning, I mean, enlightening, and so forth. So what kind of aloches can we derive from Megillas Esther? Just only there is aloches, formal aloches, and there are ethical obligations, middle status, good virtues, dispositions. What I mean, for instance, I don't want you to enumerate all of them, but there is, in my opinion, one central law. Never mind, I'm not speaking about Midas Davis. I'm not speaking about virtues. I'm not speaking about dispositions, good dispositions, noble dispositions, or unworthy emotions. Of course, I mean, there is a Shulchan Aruch there. We have a Shulchan Aruch not only about what I am supposed to do with our hands and what we are not supposed to do with our hands. We have a Shulchan Aruch what we are supposed, I mean, to do with our emotions and what we are not supposed to do with our emotions. The Torah did not believe that the man is just subservient to his emotions. The Torah believed that man can be master of his emotions. If the Torah did not believe in the mastery of man over his emotional world, so the Torah could not have said, don't hate your brother in your heart. Oh, I don't hate him. I want to hate him. I mean, I'm full of hate. Some people are full of hate. They must hate someone. They must hate someone, of course. I mean, people must hate. Usually you should know extremism. Never mind whether extremism in a political party. Extremism, but even in the Jewish community. Let it be even religious extremism. What you call it, fanaticism. Extremism. People who belong to that group are people full of hate. And that's why, I mean, in order to hate, they must be extremists. Because in order to hate, you need something to, so to say, to give a legitimate status to their hatred. To legitimize, I mean, their hatred. The best is if you are a religious extremist. Then you can hate, you can write about people, whatever you want. You can condemn the entire Jewish community. Disguised as Yerushalayim. I mean, do I have to give you examples? It's all the American Jewish community has no backbone to stand up and to condemn such people. Sometimes it reaches the absurd. Sometimes I think tero chigrusa. But Yahadus thought, I mean, that man can master his emotions. And the Torah said, "V'aftal le'ra'acho kameicha." So if I don't have love in my heart, charity in my heart, how can I love? The answer is, if you will make up your mind, and you'll cultivate, and you'll work on yourself, you may arouse, I mean, even a sentiment of love. And so forth on. The material is commended, I mean, has formulated some in the law with regard to Avilis, with regard to Simcha, with regard to Lisachme, to Kine, Sine. I mean, after all, if man would be a slave of his emotions, I mean, all those precepts would be nonsensical. If the Torah has formulated precepts as to the heart, vis-a-vis the heart, so apparently not only the hand is under control, but my heart is under my control as well. Correct. I mean, otherwise, I mean, if a man emotionally, I mean, cannot control, I mean, if a man cannot control his emotional life, he's not master of his emotional world, I mean, so then, I mean, all many mitzvahs in the Torah, v'aftus Hashem lekecho b'chol levavcho b'chol nafshecho, becomes a paradox. I mean, that's exactly where the Rav Elazar made a mistake. When the Rav Elazar asked, Lisachmet, what can I do if I do covet? What do you mean you can't do? You can do about it. That's why I don't like the kasha of Rav Elazar. We don't need Mishalim, Rav Elazar's explanations. I mean, Lisachmet, how could the Torah have forbidden envy and enjoying the person from coveting, I mean, or envying the good fortunes of his next door neighbor. How? If he himself is greedy and he's narrow-minded and full of hate, he has to covet, he has to be envious. The answer is, I mean, you can change yourself. If the Torah says, v'lisikpetzes yilsametzes levecho, v'lisikpetzes yotcho mo'chicho evyein, but if one is stingy, one is greedy, so they say about the Chassidish Rebbe, he used to give tzedaka, to give charity, and bang his head against the wall. He was angry at himself why he gave charity. That's what they tell about the Chassidish. But my father told me, and this never mind the legend about the Chassidish Rebbe, but my father told me that before when he was elected Rav in Rasein, it was a famous kehila in Lithuania, and he left Brisk, he came to see the Zaydi say goodbye, so the Zaydi, I mean, shook hands with him, bid him farewell, he called him in, and he said to him, Rav Chaim was famous of his Midas HaChesed, Rav Chaim's Chesed, I mean, in my opinion, Rav Chaim was a greater genius in Midas HaChesed than an intellectual genius, even though he has revolutionized, I mean, intellectually, the whole method of the study of Halacha. If not for Rav Chaim, I told you many times, it would be impossible to study Halacha, I mean, in this day and age. But he called him in, but it was a Isha Chesed. He called him in, and he said, listen, Meisha, he said, a Rav darf nicht nur können lernen, but the task of a Rav is to practice Chesed. Not only to display scholarship and to guide the people in as far as ritual questions are concerned, but to do chesed, to help the needy ones, and to feed the hungry ones, and simply, I mean, a given program. And don't tell me you have no chesed in your heart. I, by nature, I am basically a cruel person. That's what he told me. I am a cruel person. But I worked on myself, and I changed cruelty to charity, and indifference to love, and greediness. I am stingy by nature. Rav Chaim didn't spend on himself, he didn't spend five nickels. But he used to give away everything he had, I mean, to the poor. And I developed generosity, and everybody can accomplish it, everybody can do it. If he is ready and he has made up his mind, he is determined to do so. This exactly what it is, you understand. So basically, I mean, we can apparently, otherwise the Rambam would not have Hilchos Deos in his sefer. What kind of Hilchos Deos? I mean, halachas pertaining to character dispositions. What can I do if I have a disposition? I can't help it, I get into a tantrum. So what can I do? I mean, how can I control myself? If I get angry and I yell at my wife or at my son, this is no answer, there's no excuse, there's no apology. As the one will say, I had to murder because I hated him. There's no apology for murder, there's no apology for anger. There's no apology for pride, for haughtiness, as there's no apology for stealing, for embezzlement. So from Megillas Esther we can derive many, many halachas in Midas Deos. But I would like just tonight, just to one halacha discuss. Not even in the field of morality. It's in the field of plain halacha. Halacha lemaisa, which comes up now. Not now, the Jews have faced this problem throughout the millennia, throughout generations. And basically, you will find in Rishonim already, in Tshuvos, controversies, various opinions, but usually the people who never actually were not guided by Shai's Tshuvos of scholars, but they did it intuitively. And they reach decisions, I mean, without consulting, and many a time, I know, consulting scholars and acting and contradicting them by acting differently. The name is yours, never forgot. Yet the question is, just a moment, the question is, if the community is in danger and the individual is out of danger, he's safe, he lives in safety, whether he may sacrifice his life in order to save the community. That's the question. Pinchas did not, there was no danger for Pinchas. He came in and he stabbed them, so what of it? He saved the community, but he did not expose himself to danger. I mean, this is whether a Yochid, not only question whether he may volunteer, another question, this is one question. Another question is whether someone may advise him to do so. That's the difference. If I want to bring the supreme sacrifice, so I may do it, but no one has a right to encourage me to do so. Oh, no. I have the right to encourage someone, please, someone who is capable of actually of changing the destiny and protecting the people and saving them from disaster. I have a right to not only to encourage, to command, to give an order to do so. Or I now, in our halachic lingo, would be actually kfiras bezdin, can also be applied. If I can advise someone, I may encourage him. And I may give him an order to do so, to sacrifice his life in order to save the community, not only the entire community, in order to save others. So I have a right, I mean, actually, even to use coercion or constraint to force him, I mean, to do so. This is the problem. These problems came up quite often, quite frequently. Throughout the Jewish history, I mean, the famous story is the story of the Kodesh Rebman. Rebman, in Vilna, there was an established practice, almost a ritual, that twice a year, in all shul, in all the synagogues in Vilna, he used to say Kilmal Rachman, the prayer of Kilmal Rachman, for a certain man by the name, I myself heard the Kilmal Rachman recited in Vilna, es nishmas HaKodesh Rebman ben Rebman. Rebman, man. Es nishmas HaKodesh Rebman ben Rebman. Who was this Kodesh Rebman ben Rebman? One Askore was recited, used to be recited on Nishan Rabe, and the second Askore used to be recited on the first day of Shavuos. Interesting, not the second day of Shavuos, but the first day of Shavuos. Together with the, on the first day of Shavuos, they used to recite in all Shul Avil with two Askores. One Askore, Rebman ben Rebman, and the second Askore, for Rebbe Avrom ben Avrom, HaKodesh Avrom ben Avrom. This was Count Potocki, the famous Ger, the famous convert, who incurred martyrdom. He was a Polish nobleman, Potocki, I mean the famous family in Jewish, in Polish history, the Potocki family, who joined the fold, I mean, the Jewish community in Holland, and came back to Vilna, of course, and was disguised as a Jew, and he lived, almost underground, and he was in a town near Vilna, and someone, he was studying in Bismedresh, and a boy made a lot of noise, so he said something, he reprimanded the boy. The father was a shoemaker, and he knew the secret, and he informed the police, the archbishop, about him, that this is the son of the famous Count Potocki. They offered him, of course, many alternatives, and he rejected all alternatives. And he was burned on the first day of Shavuos. This was the one Askore, but the Askore, HaKodesh Rebbe Avrom Rebbe Avrom, Rebbe Avrom Rebbe Avrom was recited, used to be recited the first day of Shavuos. Rebman, the Askore of Rebman, used to be recited twice a year. Eshan Rabbe. And in general, Shana Rabbe in the Vilna, called the shul, they call it, I mean, it's a medieval structure. They had the Shana Rabbe had a very strange ritual. At 12 o'clock, at midnight, they used to start to say Slichas, Shana Rabbe. Now, I mean, we say Tilim, you say Mishne Teire, but you don't recite Slichas, you used to recite Slichas. Slichas and Vidui. And following the conclusion of the recital of Slichas, they used to say the Askore at night, about 2 o'clock in the morning, Eshan Rabbe. The story was as follows. You can find the story in the Kiryon Emono by Rav Shmuel Yosefin. I mean, Rav Shmuel Yosefin wrote the story of Kiryon Emono, I mean, of Vilna, Rav Shmuel Yosefin. So whatever was written on Vilna is nothing else but a copy of Rav Shmuel Yosefin. Finn's Kiryon Emono. For this, Finn that tells the following story, which also, took place at the beginning of the 18th century in Vilna, that there was a Mishumed, an apostate, who was, of course, excommunicated and expelled from the Jewish community, and because in order to avenge himself on the Jewish community, he went Vilna, the day before Shana Rabbe, Vilna had a famous cathedral, Ostrobrama, famous cathedral. And they had a famous icon there, of the Virgin. The famous icon, and he stole this icon, and he hid the icon in the Oron Kodesh, in the Kalter Shul. Perhaps it was in connivance with some priest, or someone of the clergy, otherwise I don't believe he could have actually had access, to the cathedral. Cathedral is a shrine, a famous shrine. A shrine in Częstochowa, a shrine in Vilna, the two famous shrines in Poland. Matter of fact, not long ago I read in New York Times about that shrine too, about the cathedral. So he stole the icon and he hid it, concealed it in the Oron Kodesh, between the Sifrei Torah, and then he went to the archbishop and said, listen, tomorrow the Jews will do as following. They will take the icon and they'll place the icon on the altar, and each one will have a reed, a bunch of reeds, and they'll slug the icon. And if you want to have to find evidence that I am right, send some detective, I mean, someone to the old synagogue, and you'll find the icon in the ark, and just raid a few Jewish homes, and you'll find in every Jewish home a bunch of leads, of course, a Shana Rabbi Knight who didn't have a shyness, if you will. And exactly, and that's exactly what happened. And the entire council, community council, the Parnassim of Vilna, about 25, between 25 and 30, were arrested. Arrested, and the verdict was a foregone conclusion, you know what it meant. It meant simply torture and then burning at stake, in front of the cathedral. In the same place where 40 years later the Ger Tzedek was executed. Same place. It was a famous place. So all right. So they were arrested, Shana Rabbi. So Shana Rabbi, after Davnin, so Reb Man appeared in the house of Reb Shmuel Achran. Reb Shmuel Achran was the last rabbi of Vilna. He was a contemporary of the Vilna Goyim, basically. The last appeared before the Vilna and said, in order to save the community, he wants to take the blame upon himself. But he did it. The Eel explained to the Archbishop that he stole the icon. However, the Riedel explained it's just a Jewish ritual, which is practiced every year, has absolutely nothing in common with the theft of the icon. But he stole the icon, and he'll take the blame upon himself. And of course, he'll be executed, no doubt about it. But he'll save the Parnassim, 25 people, from martyr's death. He's asking only whether he may do it or not. So Reb Shmuel Achrin said he wants to consult with the Vilna Goyen. It's a very serious question, he said. In America, such questions are posed over the phone. I didn't mean such questions, but similar questions. And you expect an answer over the phone. But in Vilna it was different in this 18th century. He wants to consult the Vilna Goyen and so on. So he should come the next day. Shmini Atzeres, or the same evening, Shana Rabbi Knight, he did not come back. What Reb Shmuel Achrin consulted with the Goyen, we know that. What the Goyen told him, we don't know. What Reb Shmuel Achrin was ready to say to Reb Man, we don't know either. But we just know that Reb Shmuel Achrin sent someone, to bring Reb Man to his home. Yom Tov night, the night of Shmini Atzeres, he came and he said, "No, I expected you. I have an answer for you. Doctor, you can save your time. I don't care. I have decided that this is the Halacha." "Doctor, how did you decide it?" "After all, I told you all the consultants, the Goyim. Doctor, I have decided it on the basis of Megillas Esther. There was no need for the Vilna Goyen, there was no need for anybody else to render a decision." And he actually went the same night and he surrendered to the authorities. The Parnassi Kehillah were free the same day, the same night, and he was tortured until the first day of Shavuos and also executed. This is HaKodesh Redman Bredman. HaKodesh Redman Bredman. This is the question. This is Esther, actually Mordechai, not only. Esther didn't volunteer in the beginning. Esther, on the contrary, Esther sent word to Mordechai, say, Kolish v'isha yidim, Kolish v'isha asha yovei, ala chotzer apnimis, ala melech chotzer b'yash lehi, kore achaz dos alomis, v'anilu nikreisi lovi ala melech zesh leishim yoi. V'ayim ha Mordechai lo oshev ala Esther, al tadami b'nafshich, Don't make the mistake at all. Machish tachishi ba'isahi, revach v'atzol yamudim lokemache, v'atavisa v'chtevedu. Fine, it's one wonderful word. But actually, he said, it's your obligation, your duty, to offer yourselves, to sacrifice your life in order to save the community. And that's exactly what made Reb Man to go and to surrender. This is the central halacha in Megillas Esther, that it is the duty of the individual to to sacrifice his life. If the destiny and the future of the community is at stake. And what do you think? I mean, this exactly. What do the soldiers in Eretz Yisrael do now? After all, many soldiers could have gotten out of this earth. They could have found an excuse, I mean, after all. After all, they were not forced. They did it themselves. Was it Yechidim, not one Yechid, there were 700 or 800 individuals who sacrificed their lives in order to protect the community of 2,500,000 people. It's the same story. But while in Megillas Esther, it's the story of one woman, one frail woman. Here it's the story of an army, but it's of 800 people, individuals who sacrificed their lives, their young lives. Was it permissible, Al-Turin? Someone asked this question. The answer is yes. Where is the answer, Megillas Esther? This is the central aloha of Megillas Esther. This is the central aloha. Of course, I mean, this serving as a base, we'll be able, as the premise, we'll be able to infer many more alochas, many more lessons, but this we'll do in the next shiur. All right, Mr. Edelman, you say Kaddish.